From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump continued criticizing Attorney General Jeff Sessions while speaking at a news conference Tuesday.
I want the Attorney General to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies, which are leaking like rarely have they ever leaked before at a very important level. These are intelligence agencies. We cannot have that happen. You know many of my views in addition to that, but I think that's one of the very important things that they have to get on with. I told you before, I'm very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's disagreements with Sessions ill-founded, self-centered, and wrong. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor met with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee earlier on Tuesday. The panel interviewed Kirshner for roughly 3 hours of part of its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Republican Congressman Mike Conaway, who is leading the House Intelligence Committee investigation, along with Democrat Adam Schiff, said that Kushner was straightforward and forthcoming. Adam Schiff says
he expressed and his counsel receptivity to coming back for further questions, but it was a very productive session.
Kushner had a similar interview with staff of the Senate Intelligence Panel on Monday. Venezuela's intelligence agency has detained two more judges that the government-stacked Supreme Court had threatened with arrest after they were appointed by the opposition-controlled National Assembly. The magistrates are among 33 judges the National Assembly appointed on Friday to replace the current Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has been the center of nearly 4 months of political unrest in Venezuela. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized Israel for security measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, threatening attempts at reapproachment between Israel and Turkey. From Istanbul, Dorian Jones reports.
President Erdogan chose his weekly address to launch a strong attack on Israel for the introduction of security measures to access the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the third holiest site for Muslims.
İsrail'in meşruiyeti kendisinin, Filistin'in ve Filistinlilerin...
Erdogan said Israel's legitimacy makes sense to the extent it respects the rights of itself, Palestine and Palestinians. He said the restrictions on the mosque are not due to safety concerns and that Israel is trying to take the Al-Aqsa from Muslims. Israel has announced a reversal of its decision to install highly visible metal detectors. Erdogan's ruling AK party derives much of its support from religious voters, and the Turkish president has been trying to position himself as a leader in the wider Muslim world. Dorian Jones of VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives is likely to approve new sanctions Tuesday against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election. California Republican Congressman Ed Royce said the bill gives the United States diplomatic leverage by targeting the things that matter to Russian President Vladimir Putin, and it was well past the time for a response.
Left unchecked, Russia is sure to continue its aggression.
Roy said Russia poses a threat to NATO allies in Europe and Moscow works to undermine democratic values with determination and sophistication. A similar bill was passed in the Senate earlier. The U.S. Senate Tuesday approved a motion to open debate on a Republican initiative to overhaul the health care system put in place under former President Barack Obama. The motion passed 51-50, the tie-breaking vote cast by Vice President Mike Pence. Arizona Senator John McCain said the lack of a clear alternative has made the ACA even more popular, but said more needed to be done to fix something that is flawed. In a series of tweets Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump said Obamacare is torturing Americans, but applauded Senator McCain for returning to Capitol Hill to cast his vote. A U.S. Navy ship patrolling the Persian Gulf fired warning shots at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard ship that came dangerously close to the vessel Tuesday morning local time. The USS Thunderbolt fired a couple of warning shots at the Iranian vessel after it came within 140 meters of the U.S. ship at a high rate of speed. A statement from the Navy called the Iranian interaction unsafe and unprofessional. The shots were used as a last resort after the Iranian ship failed to respond to calls over radio and sound signals from the American ships. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.